heritage, our rich 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 heritage.
We are present at Khamsa Masajid or Sab'a Masajid. It is known with either name, Sab'a Masajid or Khamsa Masajid. We'll come back to the name, inshallah. But this is the place where the Battle of Trench, Ghazwa Khandaq, took place. And this is where the trench was dug and Muslims, they attained a great victory over the non-believers in the Battle of Trench in Ghazwa Khandaq. Now, this place is known as Sab'a Masajid or Khamsa Masajid. So Sab'a in Arabic language means seven and Khamsa means five. This is situated in northwest of Madinatul Munawwara. And these masajid are located in the near surroundings of mount called Sala, Jable Sala. And just behind me, you can see the areas Masjid-e-Fatha, alhamdulillah, such a great landmark. And regarding Masjid-e-Fatha, it is stated that during the Battle of Trench, during Ghazwa Khandaq, this is the place where the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam supplicated for 3 consecutive days for the victory of the Muslims on Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday. And it was on the 3rd day, meaning on Wednesday, that the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was given the good news of victory between the time of Zuhr and Asr. So alhamdulillah, this is the same very spot, same very location where we are present right now, where the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam supplicated for the victory of Muslims in Ghazwa Khandaq for 3 consecutive days. And other than that, there are also a lot of significance that we find in this very place. And from this very account of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, when the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam supplicated for the victory of Muslims, we learn many other lessons as well, such as Sidra Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu anhu, he states that whenever I experience a problem, I go to Masjid al-Fatha and make dua and my problem is resolved. Subhanallah. So we are also present in front of Masjid al-Fatha. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of his final messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, forgive us all without accountability, grant us well-being and goodness in this world and in the hereafter, and fulfill all lawful desires of all of us which we may have. Now, we were talking about the name of this location, which is Sab'a Masajid. And what are the names of those masajid? One name is Masjid al-Fatha that we spoke of earlier. The other name is Masjid Abu Bakr Siddiq, which is actually Masjid Ali bin Abi Talib, Masjid Umar bin Khattab, Masjid Sayyidatuna Fatima, Masjid Salman Farsi radiyallahu anhu, Masjid Abu Dhar Ghifari radiyallahu anhu. And another remarkable event that took place during the Battle of Trench was the miracle of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, which took place at the house of Sayyidina Jabir bin Abdullah radiyallahu an. The house of Jabir bin Abdullah radiyallahu an, where a masjid is situated now, which is called Masjid Bani Haram.
Subhanallah, dear viewers, you were just watching the visuals of a historical landmark that has a lot of significance in the history of Islam, Masjid al-Fatha and Jabal al-Salah, the mountain upon which this masjid is now situated. And such a historical landmark this is, dear viewers, where a great event in the history of Islam took place, the Battle of Trench, Ghazwa Khandaq, that we know as. Inshallah, we will learn more about this sacred masjid, this blessed masjid, and also the blessed mount upon which it is situated, the blessed hill upon which, rather, it is situated. And then we'll also very briefly talk about the battle that took place over here as well, a historical battle, a very intense and fierce battle that took place over here. So dear viewers, we're talking about Masjid al-Fatha, the mount, a sala upon which it is situated. Now, during the Battle of Trench, dear viewers, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would evaluate, would analyze the army and how they were stationed at this very spot. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would go towards Mount Thabab and then towards Mount Salah. And from here, he would analyze how the Muslim army, it was stationed and how they were situated. And it is at this very spot, dear viewers, that the Holy Prophet ﷺ would also pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At times he would come towards this mount, towards this hill where Masjid al-Fatha is situated, and he would pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, O Allah, who revealed the true book, with whose command clouds sail through the air, make them, meaning the enemy, face defeat, and grant us fath-e mubin, grant us clear victory. Now, dear viewers, one night when the Muslims, they were under severe pressure of the enemy, now the Prophet ﷺ sent Sidra Huzaifa bin Yaman radiallahu anh and some of the companions on certain missions during this very battle. And when the Prophet ﷺ sent them upon that very mission, then it was from this very mount, this very hill, Jabla Salah, from where the Prophet ﷺ sent them for that very mission. Dear viewers, according to some narrations, Surah Fatha of the Holy Quran was also revealed at this very location on Jabla Salah, where Masjid Fatha is situated. And according to some narrations, verse number 64 of Surah Anfal was also revealed at this very location where Masjid Fatha is situated. And it is at the same very location that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam was resting. He alayhi salatu wasalam was lying on the ground when some Sahaba alayhi ridwan came to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and informed him of the treachery of Banu Qurayza. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, after listening to them, he raised his blessed luminous face and said that, glad tidings to you that the help of Allah and fatha and victory has arrived. And because the Prophet ﷺ mentioned about fatha, about victory in this very instance, so with this association, this very masjid that was built over there was also named Masjid-e-Fatha. Another beautiful narration, dear viewers, which Sayyidina Umar bin Hakam bin Thoban radiallahu anhu narrates, where he says that a companion who was blessed with praying behind the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam told him that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the defeat of the enemy and for the victory of the Muslims. And Sayyidina Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu narrates that the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam went to Masjid al-Fatha that is situated upon this hill, and when the time of Asr Salah started, he sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam offered Asr Salah over there. The dear viewers, during the battle, during the Ghazwa, there was no Masjid over there. However, this small hill, Jabal Salah, that was present at that time as well. And this small hill, Jabal Salah, is that hill which has the honor, the privilege, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam performed many prostrations upon it. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam also offered salah on this very hill. Dear viewers, as we mentioned earlier, that there was no masjid situated on Jabal Salah when the battle actually took place. But because the narration of Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu anh mentions the word masjid in it, so from it, it can be taken that Sahaba Karam Ali Muridwan, they would have built a simple masjid over there after the battle took place. After the battle was over, the Sahaba Ali Muridwan, they would have built a small simple masjid over there, which would have been built using normal soil and mud, just like other masajid were built at that very moment of time. And then it was renovated properly during the time of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiallahu an, where more adornment was placed within it, and it was renovated into a beautiful masjid thereafter. So that renovation would have taken place during the time of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiallahu anh, but the Sahaba alayhi muridwan, they would have built a masjid at that very location after the battle finished. And at that very moment of time, dear viewers, there was a very small masjid that was built over there, and it also had three pillars in it. So the masjid after renovation during the time of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiallahu anh, there were three pillars in that masjid. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, the spot, the place where he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is stated that that very place is where the middle pillar was situated. However, dear viewers, nowadays There's no pillar situated in Masjid-e-Fatha. May Allah grant us all the ability and honor to visit Masjid-e-Fatha. But when we go over there, we will see that there is no pillar over there as of now. However, that middle pillar where the Prophet ﷺ prayed, supplicated, it is stated that that very spot, that very area was right in front of the arch, in front of the mihrab. So may Allah allow us all to visit Masjid-e-Fatha, where we can also go to that very spot and make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam made that dua during the Battle of Trench, during Ghazwa Khandaq, there was no masjid over there. Afterwards, the Sahaba, they built a small simple masjid over there without any pillars. Then during the time of Umar bin Abdulaziz radiallahu an, the masjid was properly renovated with further adornment, etc. And then those three pillars, which we mentioned earlier, they were also placed within the masjid. And now there are no pillars, but we know that the middle pillar where the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam supplicated, that it's that was right in front of the arch. Dear viewers, this masjid is also known as Masjid-e-Ahzab. This was a very small masjid, however, which held a lot of significance from Islamic perspective. From the historical context, it contains a lot of significance. And this masjid is situated upon Jabal-e-Salah. Now the renovation that took place during the time of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiallahu an, it stayed for approximately 500 years. Then it was Saifuddin al-Husayn Abi al-Hijab who renovated the masjid again from scratch in 565 Hijri. Then 4 centuries later, when further renovation was required, then a few influential personalities, they gathered together and they carried out the renovation work of Masjid-e-Fatha in 982 Hijri. Now, dear viewers, during the Ottoman times, the renovation, it came to completion in 1270 Hijri, Sultan Abdul Majid the First, during his reign, the renovation of Masjid-e-Fatha came to completion in 1270. Now, dear viewers, we know that Masjid-e-Fatha is situated upon Jabal-e-Salah. However, there are also some other masajid as well, some other masjids as well within the surrounding vicinities. We mentioned in the clip earlier that there are other masjids around the same vicinities which are given the names of Masjid Abu Bakr, Masjid Umar, Masjid Fatima al-Zahra, Masjid Salman Farsi, so on and so forth. However, within the surrounding vicinities, there were also other masjids that were built. And what were those masjids? Those masjids, the places where the masjids were built, those were the places where the honorable companions of the Prophet ﷺ had set their camps during the Battle of Trench. Now, Sir Salman Farsi radiallahu an, who gave the suggestion of building the trench, his camp was also situated very nearby this very hill, this very mountain. And other companions, their camps were also situated nearby, not at a very big distance, but nearby, their camps were also situated. And from certain narrations, we come to know that there were 6 companions, alayhi muridwan, who had set their camps nearby. And those were the camps in which those companions would also rest, and they would also offer their nawafil in there. And from the hadith of Sayyidina Muawiyah bin Sa'd bin Abi Waqas radiallahu an, we come to know that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam also blessed these companions by visiting their camps and offering salahs in there, subhanallah. And there's another hadith that has been narrated by Sayyidina Ma'ad bin Sa'd bin Abi Waqas, which authenticates and strengthens this opinion further, where we come to know that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he visited the camps of other Sahaba, which later on where masjids were built, and he sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam also offered salahs in them. Now all those places where the honorable companions alayhi muridwan had set their camps and the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam offered salah in there, a separate masjid was built in remembrance of those very sacred and blessed places. So dear viewers, this is that very sacred location where the Sahaba Ikram Ali Muridwan, they had also set their camps, and the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alaihi Wasallam blessed this land immensely, where he Alayhi Salatu Wasallam performed many prostrations. He Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alaihi Wasallam visited the camps of the Honorable Companions Ali Muridwan, and he Alayhi Salatu Wasallam offered salahs as well in there. The Honorable Companions Ali Muridwan, they had set their camps over there, and they would not only rest in there, but also offer nawafil in those camps as well. So dear viewers, many lessons we learn. One, the sanctity of this land also gets apparent, but we also come to know that even in such testing times, we earlier mentioned that this battle was very intense and very fierce battle it was. Even during such intense and testing times, the Sahaba alayhi ridwan, they would still engage in worship. They would still worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, offer nawafil, and then when it came to give physical sacrifices, they also came to the forefront. So dear viewers, we've covered the sanctity of Masjid-e-Fatha and what blessed location is, and how greatly it is privileged from the perspective of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam blessing it, and other companions alayhi maridwan also blessing it. Now let's briefly talk about the battle that took place over here, the famous battle in the history of Islam, that is the Battle of Trench, Ghazwa-e Khandaq, that we know as. Dear viewers, the Battle of Trench took place in the foot of Jabal Salah, where Masjid al-Fatha is also situated, and it took place in 5 Hijri. Now, what happened was that disbelievers, non-believers, they gathered the polytheists of Makkah, and they provoked them to wage war against the Muslims. And they ensured them that they would help them through every means, whatever it may be, they would help them and they have their back, etc., etc. Through all these provocations and encouragements, they convinced the polytheists of Makkah to invade Muslims and wage war against them. So this is also one of the reasons why this battle is also called Ghazwa-e Ahzab, the Battle of Ahzab, meaning the battle in which all the groups they gathered, the battle of several groups. So dear viewers, the number of the army of the enemy was 10,000. There were 10,000 of them who attacked the Muslims, and the Muslims were hardly anything in comparison to the number of the disbelievers. Now, Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu is that companion, dear viewers, who gave this suggestion to build a trench and stay within the city, build a trench and face the enemy. Now, how the geographical situation of Medina was, dear viewers, that from three sides of it, it was covered with narrow streets and houses and dead palm trees, and it was next to impossible for the enemy to attack from any three sides of Medina. Now there was one open side, the fourth side, there was one open side, the only place where the possibility of facing an attack from the enemy existed. So Salman Farsi radiallahu anh, he suggested that we should stay within Medina and we should dig a trench towards the side from which the enemy can attack and defend Medina in this way. So eventually, dear viewers, this suggestion of his was accepted, and the Honorable Companions Ali Muridwan, they engaged in digging the trench, and the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alaihi Wasallam, he himself also took part in digging this trench, and he Alayhi Salatu Wasalam himself laid the boundaries of the trench, that the trench should be within these boundaries. Now dear viewers, what happens is that the Prophet Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, he distributes 10 yards of land to 10 companions. So 10 yards of, you can say batches of 10 yards of lands are given to 10 Sahaba, and they are engaged in digging the trench now. Now this trench was completed within 20 days, and the length of the trench was 300 meters, the width was 9 meters, and the depth of the trench was 5 meters. Now dear viewers, this was something completely new for the Arab people, because this had not taken place in the past. There was no precedence set for such kind of battle in the past. So this was a new experience for them. So as they came to attack, when they saw trench in front of them, they were completely taken aback. They were completely astonished and they didn't know what to do. Now they laid a siege around Medina, which lasted for approximately a month. And now this siege was so severe, dear viewers, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, along with the honorable companions Ali Muridwan, had to face starvation for many, many days. However, the disbelievers, they could not advance any forward because of the trench. However, some disbelievers, they did manage to cross the trench from one area, but when big leaders of theirs were killed because of crossing and they couldn't advance any forward when they were killed, now the rest, they fled, they ran away. Now during this battle, six mujahideen, six soldiers from the Muslim army, they also embraced martyrdom. Now eventually, dear viewers, a time span of a month had passed by. It was very, very cold and the provisions of the disbelievers, they were also running out. So they couldn't bear this anymore. In the midst of all this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a severe storm which uprooted the tents of the disbelievers, and the big cauldrons, the big pots in which their foods were prepared, even they were thrown upside down because of this storm. And now the disbelievers, they had no choice but to go back and to uplift this very siege. So dear viewers, this is in short how the Muslims overcame the disbelievers in this very battle. The digging of trench became a very big means for the Muslims to overcome the disbelievers in this battle, which was the suggestion of Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu anh. And this intense and severe battle took place in the foot of Mount Sala, which we showed you earlier in the clip. And Masjid al-Fatha was built over here, which is such a sacred landmark in the history of Islam, which reminds us of this great battle that took place and also the significance that this hill, this masjid, and this entire area has, that this is the area where other companions, Ali Muridwan, also had their camps set up. This is the area where the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam visited those camps and offered salah there. This is the area where the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam made du'as in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the victory of Muslims. This is the area, dear viewers, where the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam blessed this land with performing many prostrations over there. This is the place, dear viewers, which according to some narrations where the chapter Al-Fatha of Quran was also revealed. According to one narration, verse number 64 of Surah Anfal was also revealed over here. So we see, dear viewers, very briefly, we've tried to cover the significance of this very place in the history of Islam and the historical account which also took place at this very place, dear viewers. We've tried to cover it briefly as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us all to visit Masjid al-Fatha again and again, and may Allah Almighty allow us to also make dua at the same place where the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam also made dua for the victory of the Muslims. Ameen. Bijahi khatam al-Nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Our rich heritage, 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 heritage, heritage.